I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've been working on something over the past few weeks that I'm really excited about. It's a series of audio and text messages that you can receive directly on your phone. And I'm excited because it's coming out tomorrow. So I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. It's one of those things that I thought would be really simple. And the more time I spent on it, the more I realized how much more time was needed. But this is not a complaint in any way. Part of why I wanted to spend a lot of time on it was because I wanted it to be good. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you in tomorrow's episode. And of course, if you're listening in the future, then it may already be out. But today, I want to focus on a listener question from London. And the first thing I want to say about this question is, this question is lit. Can you candle it? That's right, we're talking about candles. Specifically, a listener in London wants to sell candles with inspirational quotes and artwork featuring Black women. And she wonders if her idea is too specialized. It's a really good question. Lots we can take away with it in terms of thinking about your target market, how to match your product to your market, and so on. So here's a quick message from our sponsor. Really appreciate them. Thank you, sponsor. And then let there be light.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi Chris, this is Selena from England, London. I've been listening to your show for 6 months and I'm a great fan. I'm thinking about starting a side hustle selling candles for women, specifically to Black women, with quotes of inspiration and artwork with the potential to expand to Crestude quotes. My question is this too niche? Am I restricting myself by being so narrow? I made a few candles for friends and family who love them, but I'm not sure if this is a hobby rather than an actual business. Great to hear your thoughts, and thank you very much for your show.
Selena, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling in. And this is an interesting scenario because there are actually two questions here. First question is it a hobby or a business, this particular project? And the second one is this specific idea too niche or too specialized? So I want to focus on the second, because for the first, that's kind of up to Selena. It's one of those projects that could be a business or it could just be a hobby. So that's going to come down to what her specific goals are. For the purpose of the question, let's assume that she does want it to be a business. Is her product or her market too niche? Is it too specialized? I don't think so, but I would suggest she thinks of the market a little bit differently. So she talks mostly about the product, but product and market are connected. The candles include quotes of inspiration and artwork featuring Black women. And Selena mentions the market being Black women. I would suggest that she keeps the product the same, but think of the market a bit differently. I would actually think of the market a bit more broadly, partly because over the past year, there's been a lot more awareness and sensitivity to racial issues. Books by Black authors in particular have greatly outsold most other books, at least many other books. There were a number of weeks on the New York Times bestselling list where more than five of the books were by Black authors. I've also just heard anecdotally from Black creators and entrepreneurs, side hustlers in our community, that they have seen increased general interest in their products and a desire from a lot of people to buy Black or to support artists of color or makers, creators of color. For example, we featured a story of a Black woman healthcare worker in Toronto who published a children's book about COVID. And then her second children's book is about unconscious bias. I mentioned that she's Black in this case because that second book is about unconscious bias. If I'm not mistaken, that book has a Black child and a white child in the book. And, you know, together they're learning about this topic of bias. So all that to say, the product sounds interesting. It could be a business. It could be a hobby. Depends on what Selena wants to do. I would just suggest that the market could be a bit broader, perhaps, than what she is thinking. So, Selena, good luck. Let us know what happens, hobby or business, however it goes. If you get a website, let us know that as well so we can share that with our community. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you have a comment, a question, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I very much enjoy this ongoing dialogue. I've got some cool stuff coming up for you, including that online course I mentioned, as well as many more stories. That's all for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.